Now this Sunday, what we're doing is we've been going through our four standards, and it's God, grace, growth, and gospel, and we're at the fourth one, which is gospel. And what we have here is our commitment to the gospel is that we are, as people and as a church and as individuals, sharing the truth of the gospel with those we meet in our daily lives through word and action. Our desire as a church and our calling, our purpose, our goal is that all those involved participating at Grace Summit Community Church would be personally seeing that they have the opportunity, that each of us has the opportunity and the responsibility to be communicating the message of Christ with those people that we run into in our daily lives, so at our work, in our neighborhoods, school that we go to, in our families, that it is our opportunity to do that. From an individual level, we're going to look at that next week, how to proclaim and perform the gospel in our normal routines. This week, we're going to focus on this standard is related to, there's two scripture we've talked about that our church is built upon. The first one is the Great Commandment, the principle called the Great Commandment, loving the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the second one is the Great Commission, going into all the world, making disciples of all nations. And we are going to look at, we have two opportunities as a church to be involved as a body in reaching people in other nations for Christ. The first one that we did last year and I just mentioned is through the Shoebox campaign, the gospel is going out through us throughout the world. So as you put your shoebox together, that box is going and people, children are hearing the gospel. Every shoebox, somebody hears the gospel through the shoebox. Maybe more than one person, but at least one person hears the gospel. The second way is we have someone from our church who grew up here, was born here, who is going to be going on a long-term mission trip to Guatemala, and she is going to be speaking with us along with some others and sharing about that opportunity, how we can be involved. So Hannah Yackley, come on up.
For those of you who don't know, I've been going to this church since either the church started or I did. I'm not actually sure which came first. We're part of the Great Commission churches, and I'm sure you're all familiar with the Great Commission. One of my favorite phrases in that is make disciples of all nations. And I've always been interested in cultures and languages, and I've always just really been inspired by the picture of being in heaven and being surrounded by other believers from all over the world, you know, every tribe, tongue, nation, and just we're all worshiping the same God, but we do it in so many unique and beautiful ways. I've always been interested in cultures and languages. In college, I got to go to Honduras for a couple months with a leadership training program, and got to see community development efforts firsthand, which was important and will be important later. And also really see the power of the gospel. You know, I got to meet a lot of people who didn't have much besides Jesus, and as a result, the hope of the gospel and who Jesus is and what he's done for us was really precious to them. And that's just something that was really convicting to me. And made me realize, you know, I a lot of times in my own daily life forget about the importance of the gospel. And so, you know, that was a good reminder for me to be sharing the gospel. And, because it really is the only way you can have as many governmental programs, church programs, nonprofits, whatever, in a community, but without the gospel, there's no hope of true transformation. When I left Honduras, I really felt like God was calling me to continue that and do more. And so I get to go to Guatemala City. I'm going to be there for 2 years, hopefully leaving in June. And I'll be working with a missions agency called TEAM, doing community development. So I'm really, really excited about this opportunity. And so it's Team is the missions agency, and then Grace Summit is sending me, and I'll be joining a team there in Guatemala. Guatemala is one of the poorest countries in Central America, and Guatemala City is one of the largest cities in Central America. So it comes with the usual melting pot of violence and drugs, gangs, extortion, corruption, you name it. And even though Guatemala is about 50-60% Catholic and 40% Protestant, that seems like good numbers, but there's just a really big influence of the prosperity gospel there, which means, you know, that they have the message that, you know, if you serve in the church and if you give to the church, God will open the storehouses of heaven and bless you. And that sounds almost right, but it turns into if bad things happen, it's your fault. You need to tithe more, you need to serve more, you're harboring a secret sin, that's why something terrible has happened to you. It's not because the world's just broken and in need of a savior. I've even heard stories of pastors who have publicly posted like lists of names of people who are behind on their tithing. So it just creates this toxic environment and just a burden of shame and guilt that is just all over the whole city. And as a result, you know, Team Guatemala is there. They want to work against not only just the poverty that is there and the issues that come with that, but also just the effects of the prosperity gospel. So I have a video that shows a little more about what the team is doing there right now.
Team Guatemala exists to mobilize the community of Christ to proclaim and embody the kingdom of God. We are involved in pastoral training here in the capital, outside of the capital. We're involved in holistic health ministries. We're involved in community development. We're involved in church planning, evangelism, and discipleship. But our main emphasis is that it's mobilizing the community of Christ to proclaim and embody the fact that Jesus is Christ, that he's conquered, that he's won, and that he's on the throne.
We're partnering here in the clinic, in the community, in the garbage dump, to help provide medical and spiritual care to the people that live in these communities.
It's really great spending time with people here and just showing them that God cares for them, that there's people here that care for them. We want to come alongside the communities here and increase their knowledge of health and how they care for themselves.
Here at Sateca, our main ministry is to train pastors and lay leaders of the churches so that they can be better trained to do their ministry in the local church. Sateca is a very international school with people coming from 25 different countries of the world and being trained here.
So about 10 months ago, we planted Iglesia Reforma with a group of Guatemalans, and it's our heart to make, mature, and multiply disciples of Jesus Christ who are centered on the gospel of Jesus Christ. And ultimately what that means for us is that we want to see this community of Jesus Christ, this local manifestation of the body of Christ, go out into Guatemala and do what the body of Christ is supposed to do, obey everything that Jesus has commanded for us to do, which involves developing communities, which involves loving people, which involves making disciples, involves all of those things, and ultimately for the purpose of seeing the name of Jesus exalted above all things.
We are discovering what it looks like for the church to be involved and active in communities outside of its four walls, to walk alongside the poor, to use things like sports and business and mentorship as a means for relationship and discipleship, so we can live in community. People's stories are just so incredible, and it's fun and difficult and God glorifying to be involved in those stories, that we might be able to speak the truth and hope of the gospel into their lives.
As part of Team Guatemala, I'm involved in the one-on-one discipleship, meeting with women, having Bible studies, studying the Word together, just encouraging one another, staying in touch throughout the week, and teaching English as well on the side when I can, and being a mom.
Hi, this is my friend Terrence. He's a big part of what we do at the Puppet Team, visiting different churches and ministries around Guatemala, and he's part of training puppeteers from various countries around Latin America to use puppetry ministry.
That's pretty cool, Terrence, isn't it?
As Hannah's sending church, we are part of what's called the Sending Triangle, that we are partnering with Hannah and with TEAM, which is the Evangelical Alliance Mission. And you've seen Hannah's team that she's going to be working with. I thought it was pretty cool. Everybody that you saw in the video, there are people that she will be involved with, as you saw in the picture there as well. We'd like to give you a little bit of background on what TEAM is all about. And so we've got a video for that as well.
This summer, we, Jeff and I, went to Hannah's missionary orientation conference with her near Chicago as her church partners, parents and church partners, we got to go with both, was the idea of the sending triangle. So there are some different roles that each part of the sending triangle plays. So there's the missionary, which is obviously Hannah, and those will just kind of pop up there. I'm not going to read through all of them. But there are roles that she has as a missionary, and then there are also roles that the mission agency, which is team, has to play, and then also us as her sending church have a role. And so I thought that that was really encouraging to kind of realize that Hannah's going, but it's not like we're just kind of handing her off to team and they're going to take care of her from here. We're really sending her. They're helping us with a lot of things, but it's a really a partnership. So team is a facilitator of missionaries. They don't send missionaries, but they do provide expertise in some different areas. They're really good at all of the logistical parts of sending someone overseas. You know, if we had to, as a small church, try to figure out immunizations and visas and travel and transportation and where is she going to live when she gets there and how much money does she really need? We have no idea how much it costs to live in Guatemala. She would probably go very much underfunded because we would have no idea how much she would need. So that's a role that team has filled, because they've done this for many, many people. They worked with hundreds of churches in the last, they've been in existence 125 years, and so they really would like our input in being a partner with them. So they have resources. They have care, member care ministries, so they have counselors available to talk to missionaries. They have the whole financial team who helps to take care of all the money aspects of things. They have a mentor. Hannah has a mentor right now that she Skypes with once a week, and she's providing support as she goes through the fundraising and support raising process. She's had financial training through teams. So there's a lot of opportunities that they have expertise, and then they also have accountability. She has people that she's accountable to be doing what she's supposed to be doing. And so that's really a neat role that team has, and an amazing ability they have to provide all those things that we could not do as a church. They really want our partnership, though. So like I said, we're not just handing her off to team and saying, good luck, we'll pray for you, but they really want our partnership as her sending church. And so we heard that over and over and over when we were at the conference, that we're so glad you're here and we so much want your input. And if you have any thoughts or ideas or questions or concerns, let us know. We'll talk to you about it. And Mike has been in contact with Mary, her mentor, and there have just been a lot of communication already. And so it's really neat to think that we're not just two separate entities all doing, each doing our own thing, but we're really working together.
So we, Grace Summit, as a church, are going to have an extension of our body of believers in Guatemala City. So we're not only praying for Hannah, but we're praying for that work there, for that church, for Iglesia Reforma. We're praying for the people that they're reaching out to. This is an extension of us. We are the sending church, and again, we are partnering in the sending triangle with Hannah and with the team. It excites me as I look to see online. They have videos from the church services down there, and Justin, the guy in the pink shirt in the video, he is very fluent in Spanish and just really connects very well. He's a Buckeye fan from Northeast Ohio, and but I'm excited about the team that she has to partner with there. There are many opportunities to get involved. I say if you networking is one thing. If you know of someone who has a heart for Central America, who has a heart for the lost, if you are friends with people in other churches where Hannah could go and present like she has today, it would be great if you can connect Hannah with those people. If you would sign up on the back table so Hannah can contact you, and when she calls you, if you could put her phone number into your phone so that you don't just ignore it, because it's who answers calls from people they don't know. It's a massive undertaking, but as Hannah's sending church, we just have a lot to offer, and it becomes a part of us in Central America. You want to handle this part?
Sure. And if you think of any questions or things you would like to know, of course you can talk to Hannah, but we are going to be having a church meeting in October, so if there are more things that you would like to, you know, hear about or specific things, we can always address those there as well. But one of the things that team does recommend as Hannah goes through the process of raising support and before she goes to Guatemala is to have an advocate team here at her home church. And that would be like a group of people just to kind of support her through the process, emotional encouragement, spiritual encouragement. And so they recommend that part of that group be a mentor who's actually been on the mission field if possible. And so we're really blessed to have Rick and Carol Reynolds who've stepped into that role and are helping out with supporting Hannah in that way. So they're going to talk a little bit about their experience and their thoughts.
Thank you. A lot of you know, but some of you may not know, Carol and I were missionaries for 8 years. We were with an organization called Mission Aviation Fellowship. I was a missionary pilot. Carol was my flight controller for many years and also taught school, homeschooled our kids, and taught in a little missionary school for a couple of years. So it's been a long time, though. We were first went on the field the fall of 1982, were there 4 years, came home for a year furlough to get refreshed and touch base with all of our supporters and churches and family, and then we went back for another 4 years and came home in early 91. So it's been a long time since we were there, but we still have a lot of fond memories. And we want to use those memories and that experience to be an advocate for Hannah, to, you know, give her ideas and stuff like that, and, you know, what to watch out for, and big spiders and big snakes and stuff like that. They didn't tell you that in orientation? Sorry, well, they didn't want to scare you away. But also just to be an advocate for all of you, for our congregation. You know, there's been a handful of people go out on a short-term mission trip, and then Dick reminded me, yeah, there's been a handful of you also that displaced yourselves here in the U.S., like to come and start the church up here in northern Ohio or with the church in Kent. So some people with a feeling of what that experience like is to put yourself somewhere else to help other people. But we want to be an advocate for our congregation. If you have questions about, what was it like, what's she going to experience, you know, we'd be glad to be there to help answer those kinds of questions also. So, again, as our sending church, we just want to be another tool to help all of us understand what we're doing with Hannah going out as one of our members and one of our congregation. I think that's all mine. It's your turn. Okay.
And the most important thing, and this has already been mentioned, is prayer for Hannah. Hannah is not going to be able to go to the mission field without prayer. Rick and I knew that when we were missionaries. The most important thing was to have a prayer team, have people you knew that you could trust and you could, we didn't have texting and stuff like that back then, but write in a letter just things, could you pray for me about this? And you know, you would know that there was a team that was sincerely praying for you. And so Kay and I, we want to form a prayer team for Hannah. And I want our congregation to think about it, think if you can commit the time. And, you know, it's not just one of these, let's pray for the missionary and bless the missionary. It's really praying for them. So just think about it, pray about it, and if you want to be on this team, please either talk to me, email me, text me, or Kay Ferentz. And we're even thinking about having like a little prayer thing on Facebook, a Facebook page that would just be for the prayer team. So just really think about it, because prayer is so, so important, because all of you know that there is one person that does not want Hannah to go on the mission field, does not want the team to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that is Satan. And so we really have to recognize that and really pray, you know, against Satan, and to really, you know, pray for Hannah and for her team. And on a personal note, I just remember Hannah as a little girl, and she always had a desire to be a missionary. And, you know, right down here, We have a lot of little kids down there right now in Sunday school. And as a church, we should be praying for them. And those of you that know me, I have preached this for a long time, that we at Grace Summit Community Church, we have exceptional children in this church, exceptional children. And I know that there's some kids right now downstairs that maybe when Rick and I are dead and gone, I don't know, you're going to be up here and they're going to be going to the mission field. So we need to pray for our children, just like when Hannah came to me when she was a little girl and she just expressed something about going on the mission field or missionaries. I started praying for her because I knew that she was going to be going to be a missionary one day. And I even said something to Melissa about that way back when, and Melissa kind of just looked at me with a little fear in her eyes, like, what are you talking about, Carol? But, you know, God has truly touched and blessed Hannah. And you know what? All of us love the Buckeyes. Well, I think there are no Michigan fans here. But we all love the Buckeyes, and we love to cheer for the Buckeyes. Well, guys, we're her sending church. I want you just to think about that. The sending church. That is an awesome responsibility, and it's really exciting, everybody. It's exciting. So you guys can smile out there and be happy about that. We are the sending church, Grace Summit. We have a big responsibility, but we should be excited about that, and we should be doing high fives and going, yay, yay, yay. We're the sending church for Hannah. So, it's such a privilege that God has given us this responsibility. I want that to sink in too. It's a responsibility, and it's an awesome responsibility that God is entrusting us to be the sending church. So let's pray about this, and we're going to be united as a body for our sister Hannah. Thank you.
We're going to just closing words and then we'll sing a final song. You know, some of you know, and I as a pastor, I know that many people in this church are supporting either missionaries or ministries. We do an incredible amount of that as a church. And you may think, oh, really? And yes, we've had so many people involved in ministries, stateside or missionaries, come through this church and call people and get support through them. And we've also had a lot of the kids in our church have gone off and have done short-term missions trips and have been involved significantly in ministry. And, you know, we've all been a part of that. And it's really exciting when you know, someday we should just go through and, you know, all that's got people who've left here and all they're doing in the world. It would really be exciting because over the past 25 years that we've been here, it's been person after person after person. And but this is really the first time we've ever had somebody who was born here, as Hannah said, go off on a long-term mission trip. And so that is really exciting and a great opportunity. Let's pray. Lord, we do pray for Hannah. We ask that you would help her reach her goal of being in Guatemala by next summer. Lord, we pray that she would be able to raise the support that is necessary to do so. Pray that all of the little hoops that need to be jumped through would be jumped through, that she would be able to accomplish all the goals, and that this process, Lord, would move along quickly, smoothly, and successfully. Lord, that she might be able to get involved there in the ministry that she's looking forward to and called to do. In your name we pray. Amen.
Why don't we stand and sing one last song? You might notice that my singer left. She had to leave to go to Cleveland, so you guys had to sing extra loud to support that. We stand.
Joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and we worship. Together we sing. is the Lord.